got no oar or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. This is the place for all the coolest real estate news and money-saving tips. We'll even throw in some home buying facts and community reports just for your listening pleasure. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our clock-watching show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say, if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate marketplace is ready for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that later on in the show. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Faith Bautista is here to discuss Senator Richard Shelby's financial regulatory improvement bill. Wow, when they put the words regulatory and finance together, it's like mixing mustard and ice cream. Ooh, more to follow. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and maybe some arsenic and old lace. Stay tuned for that. After the news, Tori Austin has the rundown on the Help and Hope for Homeowners event coming up next Saturday, June 20th. For more details, stay tuned. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder is scamward bound this week. Folks, I don't know if he's discovering these things or if he's creating them. We'll find out a little bit later in the show. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident press control freak, and he shares some tips that could save you money all summer long. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. All you need to do is take a look at www.reachforhousing.org and click on Property Listings, and you'll see. Okay, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, you guessed it, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. American public opinion has swung back to the view that homeownership is a good investment. This according to results of a survey released last Tuesday by the MacArthur Foundation. We'll do the numbers. The number of job openings in the U.S. surged to a 14-year high in April. That's a sign that growth could strengthen further in the coming months, according to the Labor Department. And in a hopeful sign for Palm Beach County's real estate market, zombie foreclosures are disappearing. RealtyTrack counted 1,907 vacant foreclosures in the county. Believe it or not, that's down by almost half of what it was a year ago. And at least six times since March, a couple who owned a South Florida real estate company agreed to rental contracts with would-be tenants, only to have them vanish before handing over the keys. That's one of a couple of scams we'll talk about. Plus, I have one story that's going to make you go, aw, and another that's going to make you want to go, what? Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. When we return, Faith Bautista joins us on the phone from San Francisco. She has the latest information about Alabama Senator Richard Shelby's financial reform bill. The Senate Banking Committee hears that case next week. It should be a bell ringer or a shocker.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? You want to lower your monthly payments or your rent payments? Who wouldn't? You should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. The next workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, June 14th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is July 19th. The next Miami Kindle class is July 12th, and their next first-time homebuyers workshop is August the 9th. So we have all sorts of dates here. You shouldn't be able to miss any of them. Registration starts at 12:30. The classes start at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but includes food and beverages. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up fast, and we say that every week for a reason, because they fill up fast. It'd be a good idea for you to call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And pre-register. That way, it'll guarantee you a seat. For more directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is, anyone that hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. You might want to call Reach and check that out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our first guest is President and CEO of National Asian American Coalition, serving our nation's 18 million Asian Americans. Currently, she is the host of Asian News in America, discussing issues such as future home ownership and small business lending, technical assistance to customers and consumer protection. Faith Batista, welcome to the Reach Radio show again. Are you in there, Faith? I know she's there. It's deep, deep in the phone lines, buried into the digital network. Yeah, there you are.
I'm here. Sorry,
okay.
I was on mute.
that, you know, I do that all the time. It's just one of those things. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back again. It's been quite a while since you've been on.
I know, and I just left Florida, actually. I said, I wish I could live in Florida.
Yeah, you wanted to go back to California where the sun shines all night, right?
That's true, yeah. So I'm not in a bad place at all.
Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you, I did some reading on the bill that Shelby has in before Congress there, and I don't know if you know this or not, it's 216 pages long, and it deals with the changes to Dodd-Frank where they're trying to ease the regulation on banks, particularly regional banks, and tighten up the oversight of the Federal Reserve. Good luck with that. And making a financial stability oversight council a little bit more transparent. And I believe the law also reaffirms state regulation of insurances. And that's not talked about too much, even though I think that's where the important part of the bill is. But what's your take on this? Are they really loosening up the regulations for the smaller banks, or is there something else in the background happening that we don't know about?
That's the idea of Senator Shelby's bill, is to reform the financial industry, automatically help our nation's 130 million minorities, mm-hmm. or the 70% of Americans who live from paycheck to paycheck, or the more than 50 million Americans who are either unbanked or underbanked.
And what do you mean by that? You mean they don't have any financial assistance programs available to them? When you say they're underbanked?
Well, there is available assistance for unbanked and underbanked, mm-hmm. but immigrants tend to put that at their lowest priority or lower priority. You know, when people have to work two jobs, two and a half job or one and a half job with a family, it's hard to get education, you know, mm-hmm. even though it's available out there by, you know, FDIC is doing smart money. All financial educations have financial literacy program, but do people really take advantage of that? The question always from the people is, if I have no money to save, what financial literacy do I need?
Exactly.
You know? So I think we have to take care of the jobs first. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And so this is why the Senator Shelby's, you know, were NAAC, and I know Rich also is supporting this, that let's not over-regulate the big financial or the smaller financial institutions, and that way they can help more of the homeowners or home buyers.
Exactly.
Because when a bank, you know, with this regulation that happened, they used to have only like two people in their compliance. Now they have to hire 14 or 15. So, you know,
exactly,
to cover up, how much would that make, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, according to the Washington Examiner report, the Alabama Republican Senator Shelby said that he aims to provide relief to community banks, and his bill would do that by raising the threshold of what is considered a community bank and exempting small banks from a number of the rules. So it's really the over-regulation that has put the clamp on lending money to low to moderate income people. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I admire Senator Shelby for this. I have met with his key of staff three times in Washington, D.C., and yeah, and the Friday I met with the CEOs of three banks, mm-hmm. and the overregulation, the unintended consequences of that, is really affecting us. You know how they were so loose before, and it's affected the homeowners. You know, they now have to pay the price for it.
Right.
Now it's the same thing. This overregulation, they cannot access to contracts, access to loans anymore. And I'm sure you have experience, and I'm sure the listeners, I mean, they're already ready to buy a house. They've gone through due diligence. You know, they already have the down payment. And then 2 weeks or a week before it closes, an underwriter will look for something because that underwriter has another underwriter. So it's like underwriter over underwriter.
So, yeah, Faith, I think that's called a knee-jerk reaction. The market shook in 2008. And everyone took a look at it and says, my Lord, here's the problem. We need to regulate the banks. So they piled on the regulations even more than before, and it just locked everything up. So now here we are trying to remove some of those Dodd-Frank regulations that they put in place almost 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, so, but I think we can balance this, you know. To me, you know, some of these provisions could be a good start in allowing community banks and banks with less than $100 billion in assets mm-hmm. to better serve our community.
All right, so let's put it into just plain English for the folks that don't do this every day. If we loosen up the regulations on the banking, which is what Senator Shelby's trying to do, it will make it easier to obtain money?
Yes, yes, because the over-regulation, you know, I can understand the compliance, and I think that's all taken care of with the Dodd-Frank bill and with all the penalty that the banks have paid. They've paid their dues. They know that they're not going to make the same mistake again. You know, it's a human reaction.
We hope so. We hope so.
Well, usually, because they're there to make money. And if their profit just keeps going to pay fines, it's just not going to, it's not good for them either, right?
No,
so
not at all.
It's to their best interest to be in a compliance, and that way they can do their job better. So, for example, the systematic important, that should be less than $100 billion. Meaning, if you are less than $100 billion, it should be less regulation, especially the community banks, for example. Community banks, there's $25 billion. Right?
Right.
They have the same regulation with $800 billion. or probably less, but still, it should be entirely different regulation from the $25 billion to the $50 billion, $100 billion and up.
Right. Well, it's a stepping stone type of approach. You know, my wife treats me the same way, Faith. I when I get over $20 billion of spending, she cuts me right off. I don't know what to do. I also noticed that in this bill that they want to take a look at the Federal Reserve, like I said earlier, good luck with that, and the Dodd-Frank process for identifying financial firms that pose a threat to the financial system. Are they implying that the small banks are causing or posing a threat?
Well, for example, there's a number 8 home mortgage origination out of Oakland. Mm-hmm. That CFPB gave a very high fine for paying the brokers or giving brokers more incentive to push for their loans. So some small banks, some brokers are still not learning their lesson, or probably these are the new groups that are trying to do something, but they cannot get away with it.
I see.
Small banks, and this is why to me, I mean, this is self-serving for Senator Shelby, Alabama is a community bank's state.
Right, right.
And I'm so glad he's doing that because it affects other states as well.
It gets pretty confusing, you know, if you're not in the financial business. I mean, we're just regular folk here, you know, riding down the road, trying to loosen our load kind of a thing. And here we have all these banks that are regulating the living daylights out of us. All we want to do is just buy a house. And why does it have to be so complicated?
See, you know, our listeners right now really don't understand the system. I had approved counseling agency, as you know. Every single day, I had to explain to the homeowner, home buyer, that unfortunately, it's not that easy anymore. You have to make sure that everything is documented. If you have a $5,000 deposit in a bank, they want to know where that money came from.
Absolutely.
And that's because, you know, other banks like HSBC, Chase, were fined on money laundering. So even though us, you know, I mean, how can you money launder when you're only making $60,000 a year, right?
That's the point. Hey, listen, we have to take a quick break here. Would you hang on through the break? Well, this is pretty interesting stuff, and I'd like to get into a little bit more of it there. Okay, when we return, Faith Bautista will tell us if the bill goes far enough, and we'll hear her version of what the perfect financial reform bill would be or not to be. Soon you will know. When the icing hits the cake, here it comes.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Okay, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Faith Bautista. She is the president and CEO of National Asian American Coalition, and she is the host of Asian News in America. Faith, I didn't know you were a newscaster. What's going on out there in San Francisco?
Yeah, so I have my own show at the Filipino Channel, so I also advise homeowners, home buyers, that there's help for them out there, that they do not have to pay lawyers, they do not have to pay for profit for any loan modification. So I don't know if it's happening in Florida, but I'm sure it's happening all over the country, that there's still predatory services out there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to.
Right. We have a section on the show called Hammer the Scammer, and we've been exposing all of that stuff. And you're right, it is out there, and if you don't keep your eyes open, you'll miss it. And, you know, Faith, we didn't give out your phone number or the website. I'd like to do that now. I'm sorry we missed that in the last half. If you'd like to take a look at what Faith Bautista is doing out there in San Francisco, her website is www.naac.org. And, of course, we know what that stands for, right? And the phone number, 650-952-0522. If you have any questions about the senator's bill, you could give Faith a call, and she'll help you out. Now, what we'd like to know is, if you were in charge, if somebody made you the president tomorrow, how would you design a financial bill for the banks?
I am going to get a meeting with all the CEOs, with community banks, medium-sized banks, and the big four banks. And then, on the other side of the table, I'm going to have all these CFPB Richard Cordray, Janet Yellen, OCC Chairman Marty Gruenberg, I mean, the federal SBIC, Marty Gruenberg, and OCC, Tom Curry, and then their top examiners. And then on the other side of the table, I will have people like us.
Right.
And then maybe after 2 days of deliberating, we can come up with a balanced solution.
That sounds like a fairly fair idea, because you're getting all the parties involved, representatives of the people, representatives of the bank. And what would be your first line item on the agenda?
Well, number one, my first line item is there's no Republican and no Democratic issue here. This is a bipartisan issue.
Great.
Because our problem is, we make a decision, we agree to it, and it goes to Congress, our stupid Congress people. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say that, but you know, it delays everything. I mean, when I have an issue, they tell me, "Oh, you have to talk to your Congress. Oh, you have to send letters to the Congress." All these Congress people, we put them to work. They work for us, but they forget when they get to Congress.
Isn't that the truth? You know, we try to remain fair and balanced on our show, and we're not going to tell people to call their congressman and suggest this and that. You want to do that, you do that on your own. But sometimes that's the only way to do it. Just call the congressman and let him know. Faith, I appreciate you coming on and give us your views. Again, the website, naac.org. It stands for the National Asian American Coalition, www.naac.org. Or you may call Faith at 650-952-0522 and check out what she has to say. Well, ground patrol to Major Tom. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Tori Alston joins us with more information about the Aquin Home Owner event coming up next Saturday, June 20th. That's where you get your mortgage untangled. Coming up after that, Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by real estate and other sneaky scams. Stay tuned for the Hammer. Then our house segment is ready for Water Away the Blues this summer. Water away your lawn, that is. Carlton Thompson says summer is upon us. To find out more, check out our house segment. And then Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org. Remember to click on the property listings button. That's the little blue bar in the menu there. That's reachforhousing.org. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our announcer who can eat Doritos and peanuts at the same time and still be Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
It's a squirrel effect. I just tuck him in the cheek and go for it.
Oh, there you go.
If you live in Palm Beach County, there's a new way to protect your name from property fraud. Palm Beach County Clerk and Controller Sharon Bach is rolling out a property alert program. Now, people sign up for free alerts to come into their phone or into their email whenever a deed or a mortgage is put in their name. People can either then confirm or deny those documents as legitimate or fake. You can add multiple versions of your name and your business name to the alert system. This, believe it or not, is necessary. The FBI has reported that property fraud is the fastest-growing white-collar crime in the United States. There has been an increase in the case of people filing fake deeds to claim homes as their own. Bach said that vacant lots and properties in foreclosure are also the targets, usually the targets, because they're not checked on as often. They try to make money by selling the home or renting it to somebody else, even though the papers are false. The property can change hands to several new innocent people before it's discovered. Then the buyer also becomes a victim. The burden of proof can land in their hands as a purchaser. Sharon Bach says that adding this is money well spent, particularly as more records will be posted to the county website in the coming months. You can sign up for free at mypalmbeachclerk.com/property fraud alert. Professional builders and construction experts across the United States are applying their skills and talents to build homes and to build hope in partnership with nearly 200 low-income families during the Habitat for Humanity's annual Home Builder Blitz. The 2015 Home Builder Blitz kicked off this week in Sanford, Florida, with nearly 200 homes being built or rehabbed nationwide during the week-long event. During the annual building event, Habitat for Humanity recruits and partners with local professional builders who in turn provide labor, funding, and materials while coordinating the project all the way through its completion. Habitat affiliates have participated in 4 National Home Builder Blitzes ever since 2006, with nearly 1,400 homes having been built by construction professionals. American public opinion seems to have swung back to the view that homeownership is a good investment. This, according to results of a survey released on Tuesday by the MacArthur Foundation. The poll found that 56% of adults say that buying a home is an excellent long-term investment. 2 years ago, that survey was quite different. Also, the number of job openings in the U.S. surged to a 14-year high during the month of April. That's a sign that job growth and strengthening further in the coming months is likely, according to the Labor Department. Employers posted 5.4 million openings in the month of April. That's up from 5.1 in March. And the most since the Labor Department started tracking those figures back in 2000. This, according to the Job Opening Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS. They just love those alphabet salads in the government, don't they? Opening climbed by 100,000 in health care and social assistance, 88,000 in trade, transportation and utilities, and 44,000 in professional and business services. In a hopeful sign for Palm Beach County's real estate market, zombie foreclosures are disappearing. Research firm Realty Track counted 1,907 vacant foreclosures in the county. That's down 48% from just a year ago. South Florida posted the sharpest decline in zombie foreclosures among large metro areas, with a 46% decline. Zombie foreclosures, of course, are abandoned properties that have started the default process but haven't been seized by a lender yet. And they've made significant progress over the past year as the inventory of available housing for sale has declined and banks have gotten a better handle on their once overwhelming backlog of repossessions. Even as the economic recovery has largely taken hold and most of the alphabet soup of economic recovery programs has been wound down, it's good news that one program, the Home Affordable Refinance Program, has been extended through 2016. If you want to find out whether or not you're eligible, if you're one of the 81,000 Floridians who are eligible but haven't taken advantage of the program, just call Reach. We'll help you out with that. A homeless man has been reunited with almost $10,000 in cash that he forgot on a bus bench in Lauderdale-by-the-Sea. A deceased relative left him about $12,000. Detectives identified him only by his first name, Joe. Danny Mercell was a detective. He said they're worried that because he's intermittently homeless that he could be a victim if somebody recognized him and knew that he had this kind of money. Joe took out $10,000, went shopping, and accidentally left 2 plastic bags on the bench. Joe surfaced on Tuesday afternoon. Investigators returned 2 bags of merchandise, checked with the bank to confirm that the cash belonged to Joe. The money was returned to his account. Now, when I first read this story, I had the same reaction you did. What the heck is a homeless guy doing with $10,000 in cash? Or conversely, why is a guy with $10,000 in cash homeless? Well, Joe said he's relieved that he got the money back, and he says he's planning to use it to go back to Pennsylvania to be with his family and friends. And finally, a 54-year-old Spanish woman is banned from selling plots of land on the Sun on eBay. And she's filed a lawsuit against eBay. Maria Duran has been claiming ownership of part of the Sun since 2010, when she threatened to bill solar power users for using her solar energy. She registered the star in her name at a notary office in Spain before opening an eBay account and selling plots for €1 each. That's about $1.12 these days. But 2 years later, eBay pulled her listings, noted that it violated an intangible goods policy, and now her account is blocked. A trial will take place next month. Mrs. Duran demanded around £7,500 for payments she says she has not received. Ms. Duran has rejected an attempt by eBay to settle the case out of court. She continues to sell plots on the Sun on her own website. Ms. Duran said that while there is an international agreement that says that no country can claim ownership of a planet or a star, she is not a country. She's an individual and a person, and her argument is that she is not bound by that agreement.
I'll bet that land is selling like hotcakes.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Oh, it never stops. Our next guest is the economic chair for the NAACP Florida State Conference and a sponsor of the Aquan Help and Hope for Homeowners event coming up next Saturday, June 20th at the Urban League of Broward County in Fort Lauderdale. Tori Austin, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back with you.
Thanks for calling in. You've got a pretty neat event coming up here. I know it's for Aquan customers, but anybody can walk in, right, if they needed some help?
Absolutely. The Help and Hope for Homeowners is a special event for Aquan customers. But if there are individuals who need assistance with their homes, if you're non-Aquan customers, the event is also open for you as well.
Right, and you'll get help from HUD-approved counselors. I'm sure Reach will be down there, and of course they're on your side. You'll speak one-on-one with an Aquan home retention specialist. Now, what does that mean?
Well, this event is for individuals in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade who are seeking assistance with loan modifications and truly saving their home. As you mentioned, HUD-approved housing counselors will be on the spot, providing loan modifications and other solutions to keep your homes. There'll be Aquan representatives that will talk one-on-one with the Aquan customers with the real goal of keeping homeowners in their home, because that's the intent of this event.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll find a way to make their mortgage affordable, right? And believe it, folks, well, we always say this on the Reach Radio Show, if someone wants to charge you for modification and foreclosure counseling, the red flag should be waving high. There's no fees.
Absolutely.
For that. It's mandated by law.
Absolutely. This event, as you just said, is absolutely free. There is no charge. We're encouraging everyone to come out. We know the economy appears to be improving. There are homeowners still struggling to make payments, but this event is free, geared to helping homeowners save their homes. Also, there'll be free breakfast and snacks that will be provided to homeowners that attend. And the good news is we will raffle gift cards every hour on the hour to a lucky homeowner.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Absolutely.
Pick up a little extra cash there. You know, one thing we do want to remind the folks, I know it's on your documents and everything, and speaking of documents, bring your documents with you, folks. If you're going down there to get your loan modified or get some help, make sure you bring all your documents, your loan documents that you need. Anything I'm leaving out there, Tori?
No, I think you're absolutely spot on. Your two most recent pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns, your latest utility bill. The more information you bring, the better, so you can get on-the-spot, actual, real solutions and real answers the same day. And the other thing I'll mention is really for more information or to RSVP, we're encouraging everyone to call this toll-free number today, 855-459-2514. Again, that's 855-459-2514. Or if it's easier to email, you can email info@flnaacp.com. Again, that's info@flnaacp.com.
Well, very cool. And just to remind the folks again, that's next Saturday, June 20th. It's located at the Urban League of Broward County. That's located at 560 Northwest 27th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. The event starts at 9 a.m. It wraps up at 3 p.m. And again, if you need more information, just like Tori said, 855-459-2514. And you'll get more information than you need to know, I think, right?
Absolutely. And walk-ins are welcome. And we're looking forward to bringing help and hope to homeowners here in South Florida.
Now, your organization, the NAACP, the Southern Conference there, is sponsoring this event, right?
Absolutely. The NAACP and Ocwen have a national partnership bringing help and hope to homeowners in Florida and three other states, Illinois, New York, and Maryland. So this is one of four national events with our partnership with Ocwen that will be taking place over the next 2 months. And we're focused primarily on South Florida because we know there are many of our hardest hit homeowners right here in the Tri-County area and the Treasure Coast.
That's right. Florida ranked number one in foreclosures, and we can't let that slip, can we?
Absolutely.
No, we really need to get serious with this, and that's what this event is for, folks. If you're an Ocwen customer, or if you're just looking for some financing, you want to refinance, you want to lower your monthly payments, you really need to attend this event. There's no charge. Saturday, June the 20th at the Urban League. Let me give you that phone number one more time. 855-459-2514 gets the job done. And like Tori said, info@flnaacp.com. We'll get the email there. Phone's probably just as easy, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And then again, we say bring all your papers with you, and all the counselors will be there. And they're working for you, folks. They're doing this for you. They're not necessarily, I'm sure they're doing it for them, but not for the same reason as they're doing it for you. We need to get this country back on track, and the real estate market in South Florida just keeps getting better every single
day. Absolutely.
And this would be a great conference to go to, just if you wanted to learn. You know, you want to get that pre-information before you take the move and refinance, this would be the place to go and ask all the questions. Like I said earlier, if you have a tangled mortgage, this is where we straighten it out. Tori, thanks a lot for calling in today. We appreciate the information. We hope to see you down here at the event.
Thank you, and glad to be back with you on your program.
Yeah, come again. Come on.
Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there and we must be aware. Let's just check in with our show producer, Rick Snyder, as soon as he gets over to the microphone there. Come on.
I'm here.
All right, are you there?
I'm not lost.
Yeah, you were running.
We've got some,
scam?
We've got some good stuff, and it might just be. Just want to open up with the three ways to avoid a scam. We talk about them every week. Never give out your personal information on the phone or in an email unless you're already checked in and you know the site that you are at, your bank, whatever. Never open an email attachment from someone you don't know, and never click on a link in an email from someone you don't know.
That attachment is that little paperclip thing up in the corner of your email there, right?
Yeah, if you click
on that, you die.
Yeah, many times. Now, tens of thousands of people have fallen victim to a recent identity theft scam that claims a government stimulus program will pay your utility bills. Ooh, goody.
Mm.
Victims receive an automated phone call asking for personal information, including social security numbers. They subsequently get a check in the mail, which prompts them to tell their friends about it. Cash the check. But by then, the friends have already checked in, and the check will bounce.
Mm-hmm.
This scam is spreading like wildfire. Be warned. Let your friends know there's no such utility bills stimulus program.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, watch out. We got a note here from Adam Putnam at the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
He's a good guy,
and this makes a lot of sense. It's been 10 years since serious hurricanes have hit Florida. So right now, we're all set. Nobody's knocking on the door asking for money. But if there is a serious hurricane that hits, it's important to learn about charitable giving in the wake of a storm or disaster. Unfortunately, some charities take advantage of people's generosity in a time of crisis. They line their own wallets with others' hard-earned and earnestly donated money. Charitable organizations and nonprofits register with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services before they begin soliciting contributions. many steps that they have to take protect you because you've got to be registered. So when someone asks you for money, and a lot of them go door to door, you can ask questions such as who's the fundraiser, who benefits from the donation, how much of the contribution goes to the charity mentioned in the request, and how much of the donation goes toward administrative and fundraising expenses. If you have any questions on a fundraiser at the door, contact FreshFromFlorida.com, call 1-800-HELP-FLA, that's 1-800-435-7352 for checking on scams at the door.
That's Adam Putman's office, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Say hi to Adam when you call up there. He's a really nice guy.
Mention Reach Radio. He knows who we are.
That's right.
Now, here's something that's happening that's very interesting. Summer job scams. Want to go to work this summer?
No. Hey.
Well, we're already working, and you may be out there right now looking for a summer job.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Scammers are there waiting for you. You got to look out for things like advance fee scams. Hey, we're going to pay you a check. We're going to send you a check. We're going to hire you right now. We're going to send you a check. It's going to be for too much. We're going to cover some of your expenses, but because of the way we operate, we're going to send you more than you need. So what you need to do when you get this money is cash the check and send us the balance. Send it back to us. Hello, the check's no good. You may deposit it. Your bank will take it. You'll refund your supplier, and then you'll find that the check has bounced. Don't accept any advance free scams.
You know what? I had a friend of mine up in Jacksonville, and he was a victim of that. And he called me and told me about, he says, yeah, it's all right, though. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to go down to the bank and cash it right away.
Before.
And I kept telling him, don't do this, don't do this. He did it, and guess what? He lost.
He lost.
Yeah,
he was scammed.
You can't beat the best way, like Rick says, the way to beat the scammers is don't deal with them.
Don't deal with them. Now, some of them will tell you, you're hired, but you've got to pay us for uniforms, credit record checking, drug tests, and other supposed expenses. Relatively small amount, $50, $100, but the job seekers who pay by credit card may also leave themselves open to identity theft once they get your credit card number. You're doomed. Don't pay by credit card. Don't pay them in advance. Watch out for getting scammed as you get hired. Oh, by the way, we'll pay you advance commission on anything you sell door to door. You may actually receive payment in the form of commission to keep you innocently working for the crooks, but you could be selling non-existent products and become entangled with law enforcement. Be careful.
It's amazing. The people, you know, if they would sit around and think about the good things to do, they wouldn't have to think about the scammy things to do.
We'll have more scammy things next week as we continue to
hammer. I like that.
The scammer.
You bet. All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Hat tip to the brothers doing the breakfast cooking over at Bicota Lodge number 333. It's if their Saturday morning breakfast, eggs, pancakes, French toast, grits, bacon, sausage, biscuits, and gravy doesn't fill you up, well, then get a bigger plate. Your $5 donation goes to community charities, and it is located at 421 Jennings Avenue in Green Acres, just south of 10th Avenue, about 7 blocks west of Haverhill Road. Come on down and have breakfast with us. That'd be kind of cool. We invite you to check out the Reach Radio Show website at reachradioshow.com. You can click on the archives, listen to past shows, and take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, now it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak. The cause and effects of summer weather are here. Carlton, welcome again to the Reach Radio Show.
How are we doing this today, Al?
Hey, it's hot out there today, and I had a question that was lingering in my mind to ask you all week. Does the sun bleach? I guess bleach is not the right word. Does the sun affect fertilizer? You put fertilizer on the yard, and the hot sun beats on it. Does it diminish the effects?
The science and fertilizers nowadays not so much. We use polymer coating now, and nitrogen is slowly released through osmosis. And we can get pretty deep on that conversation. But really not so much now than it used.
So you're saying that we can spread the fertilizer. I think you fertilized in water, right? And I'm just curious if the sun beats it up and maybe you have to fertilize her more than once.
No, you want to fertilize it just once. You want to achieve about a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, no more than 4 pounds a year, or we'll start contributing to algae problems and problems in the aquifers and stuff. So you want to definitely, feed with the recommended amount of fertilizer. The best way to find that out is to just get a soil test and see where you're at with your soil and what you need to do to amend it to have it the best optimum situation for the turf or for the shrubs.
What's the best way to fertilize? I've seen two different methods. The one where you get a bag of fertilizer and you put it in a little cart and you push it around the lawn, or you take a bottle of fertilizer and screw it onto the hose there, and when you spray the water, the fertilizer comes out with it. What's the best?
Well, they're both right. Something's better than nothing, but to have better control of what you're using and get the most use out of it, it's going to be a granular pellet.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that out with a broadcast spreader and get it evenly put out throughout the turf and let it needs to be at least a 50% slow release. That way you'll get a good shot so that things will green up for you in a week or two, and then it'll keep feeding for about 3 months or so.
Wow, that fast. All right, now you just said something, a broadcast spreader. Isn't that what we're doing here at Reach Radio? What do you mean by a broadcast spreader?
Well, there's drop spreaders and there's broadcast spreaders. Drop spreaders are going to drop right underneath where the spreader is going, where a broadcast spreader, depending on the size of the spreader, will send a swath out between, say, 8 and, you can get into 3-ton hoppers and throw it 60 feet. But
my house isn't that big.
that's for golf courses. But basically, you're going to be doing about an 8 to 12 foot swath, depending on your spreader, and that'll give you good, even, uniform distribution of the fertilizer, so you don't have stripes and green spots and not so green spots.
All right, let me take a guess here. A broadcast spreader is probably easier and faster to use.
Absolutely.
Hey, I like it when I get it right. And where do we go to get all these cool supplies?
I like to shop at John Deere Landscapes.com and get all the information that I need there. And if I can't get all my questions answered online, I can always find my local branch and go there and talk one-on-one with them.
Yeah, those are pretty smart guys there. You know what? I actually met some of those guys a couple of weeks ago. I was up there, and it was great. Carlton, thanks for informing us and spreading a little fertilizer.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
All right. When we return, you need a home? We have some. And most of them are more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still low. The time has come. The line is short. Why should we buy when the market's churning? Stay with us.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. And Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks want before they ask. That's because Reach works with government agencies that makes the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole.
May I add?
You may.
That in addition to calling Reach, you can also go to our website. And there is an application there, an intake form for the First Time Home Buyers Club.
Right.
Which you go for class. It's kind of like a club. And also, if you want to, I'd be happy to email you one of those applications if the website isn't convenient for you. My email address is scody@reachforhousing.org. And I will get one right out to you.
Spell that, Cody, will you? So in case they...
C-O-D-Y.
There you go. S-C-O-D-Y at reachforhousing.org. All right. And if you get on the website there, it's under the program section. It's the second button down, Reach First Time Home Buyers. So how cool is that, huh? All right, let's get a little bit of Our House, and I'm sorry, a Spotlight Home music in there. And it is time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. You know, folks, over the past couple of years, Reach Radio Show has presented more than 100 properties to our listeners. And guess what? We sold every one of them, one at a time. Now, we realize there's a better way. Instead of one at a time, heck, you could just go and see them all right now. Go to www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. And click on the Property Listings tab. It's on the blue menu bar right on the top of the screen there. It's the third one over. And that'll take you to all the property listings. There'll be more. There's only a few up there now, but there will be more. And there's also a search block on the right side of the screen that allows you to search for properties based on price, location, or the number of bedrooms if you want. It's safe and easy to use. Just type in www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, .org. And click on the blue property listings tab at the top of the page, and you'll be able to take a look at all the homes that we have. All the maps are there. You can look at the satellite view. Everything is made easy. We've straightened out the website a little bit, and it's working pretty darn good. Steve, you're on top of all the properties over there. Mm-hmm. We only have a few, but there's more coming, right?
Yes, there are more coming, but they're spread out everywhere. They're from Port St. Lucie to Hollywood right now, and as you know, we have an office in Miami, so there'll be more and more of these coming in the near future.
Right. Well, I tell you, the website is pretty dang cool. Pat Tracy and Associates, Spotlight Home of the Week. Pat reminds you that this is the year to become a homeowner. Reach for the dream in 2015. 561-351-8000 is her number. And thanks a lot for sticking with us today. That's all the time we have left to us, and we'd like to thank you for stopping by. Special shout out to all the future home buyers. Don't miss out. Reach out. Come on, folks. This is your chance. And remember, Lloyd, the real housing heffy, will be here next week to tell us his incredible home ownership story. Stick with us, folks.
I know things are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.